This is an executive summary of the DST to 721 timeline, from exchange to right units, Baker 1031 investments from Baker 1031 investments. The DST to 721 strategy, reaching right ownership on a tax-deferred basis from direct property via DST, unfolds over time in distinct phases. Understanding the full timeline, from your initial property sale through eventually holding and potentially converting right-op units, helps you set realistic expectations and plan. The process includes the deadline-bound 1031 sale and DST exchange, 45-180 days, a period of holding the DST, a 721 exit if and when the DST is acquired by a right, a lockup period on the op units, and eventually the conversion or continued holding of the units. Importantly, the 721 exit is at the right sponsor's option and is not guaranteed. If it never occurs, the DST simply proceeds to an ordinary full-cycle sale. This guide walks through the timeline chronologically, phase by phase, so you understand what happens when. The DST to 721 process spans several phases from your property sale to holding right-op units. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.